welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I am the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have Dana Crawford on the phone. And Dana is making room out of her very busy schedule to talk with me, and I'm very happy about it. We talked a few years ago. At that time, we talked about her wonderful projects, and so many are coming to fruition right now. The name might be familiar to some of you. Dana is the driving force in urban renewal across America and certainly in Denver. She is the leading lady, if I may say, behind Larimer Square and the consequent renovations, restorations that happened in the surrounding area in Lodo. And her big project recently, oh, let me also add, the Oxford Hotel, gem of a boutique hotel in Denver. And her recent project is Union Station in Denver. And along with Union Station, there's the opening of the Crawford Hotel and a whole complex there that will be fun to find out about in this interview. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Dana Crawford to Travel Fun. Hello, Dana.
Hello, and hello, everybody in Telluride.
Yes. Well, let's first talk about your work as an urban preservationist, because it is vast. And tell us about how you got involved in that and how Larimer Square came about and the surrounding area and what you've done thus far.
Well, those are a lot of kind of big questions, but in a sense, it, I guess people do call it urban renewal, but their government wasn't involved with it. As a matter of fact, the government tried to get rid of me, but they weren't very successful. And we started working on Larimer Square in 1965, so next year it'll be 50 years that we've been working on it. My investment group sold Larimer Square in 1986, but I had worked on it for 22 years, and the immediate vicinity around it had a lot of important historic buildings. And we really set a kind of a trailblazing pattern for a lot of other communities around the country by showing that it was possible to save the old main streets and make them productive on a 20th and 21st century basis. So that's what I've been involved with for now almost 50 years, which seems to me to be quite impossible. But and as you mentioned, the Oxford Hotel, and now we're doing a hotel, kind of a sister or a brother hotel in the Union Station project. So all of lower downtown is suddenly coming very much alive, and then the Central Platte Valley in Denver is also coming alive with light rail and commuter rail and all kinds of modes of transportation. So people who will be coming into Denver in the next few months are going to have an exciting new destination to visit.
Let's try and bring these places to life visually for the listeners, because I also will be posting this interview at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, as a podcast. And getting back to Larimer Square, Lodo, the surrounding area, it is really the destination to go to in Denver. All these wonderful historic buildings and the beauty of them. And now you have added on to that with the restoration of Union Station.
Well, which is a few blocks away, and we have an historic district in lower downtown Denver that was voted in 1988, which prescribes that the buildings in this historic district will be preserved, and if there are any plans for major changes, it has to all go through a design review process, which I have to confess I objected to in the beginning. and a lot of other people were in favor of it, and it did get voted through City Council, and I now am a huge proponent of the design review process, which has protected this area, which is physically between Larimer Square, which is a block of historic buildings, and the Union Station, and it's an area of about 26 blocks. And so when people come to Denver and they start strolling around there, most of these buildings are 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 stories tall. They sort of feel that they can get familiar with the area, and they know their way around pretty easily in this area. And there are lots of galleries and many restaurants and entertainment facilities, and really only one hotel at this moment, and soon to be 2 hotels. They like to come back here over and over, and they begin to feel that it's an area that belongs to them, which is really true.
And the charm factor is so huge. Denver has such a rich history, and you have buffed and polished it. Every corner, it seems, from Larimer Square to the Oxford Hotel, and now the soon-to-open Crawford Hotel that is housed within the Union Station. Just to backtrack a little bit, how did you become such a lover of the old and preserving history in such a way? Because I'm sure you had to fight a lot of battles to do this.
Well, it's true. And, you know, for some reason, I think I'm just attracted to projects that are very difficult to accomplish. I don't know what that's about. But the reason that I'm attracted to these buildings, I think, goes back to my family and my childhood. And I grew up in the middle of Kansas and went very frequently to Kansas City, which has a wonderful early on shopping center complex called the Kansas City Country Club Plaza. And it was just a marvelous, marvelous place. And that was influential. And then I went to a school near St. Louis, which is a very historic town. And then I went to Lawrence, Kansas to school, and that's a very historic town. And then I went to Boston and Cambridge, Massachusetts, and of course that's just oozes history and a lot of preservation activity going on. And then when I came to Colorado, I went to Aspen all the time, and they were doing a fabulous job in Aspen at that time of really saving the original character of the mining community. So all of those things really influenced me. And then urban renewal came along, and official urban renewal, and they were going to tear everything down. And I just didn't think that was necessary. So I got a lot of investors together, and we bought up a block and started fighting the battles.
And certainly one of the big attractions in Denver is the whole area, and now you've probably just doubled the interest level with the opening of Union Station. Talk about that. That is really, there's a lot going on there in July. And the whole project, how many years have you been working on this project of Union Station, restoring it?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I've been working on it for 30 years. And hold on. Excuse me, had to sneeze. And some of that was just to save the building, because at one point the city fathers wanted to tear it down and replace it with some kind of a new fancy transit facility. And fortunately, Mayor Hickenlooper, then, who owned a restaurant and a brew pub, and I started Save Our Station, and we were able to get many, many petitions signed and able to save the station. And now I think anybody who would look at the station, which really represents a couple of architectural eras, the wings opened in 1881, and the center section, which is a fabulous example of Beaux-Arts architecture, opened in 1914. So 100 years later, from 1914, we are reopening the station, and it's a really great example of a preservation project, which isn't an exact restoration, but we've worked carefully with the National Park Service and the State Historic Preservation Office and our local preservation commission to preserve a lot of the original quality of the buildings. And certainly in those days, quality was more important than it is now, unfortunately. Or fortunately, they were saving it.
So describe how it looks now. It is opening in July.
Right.
in a couple of different phases, I understand. Mm-hmm. And you, it's going to be much more than a place to get the train.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a great community gathering place. And we've called it Denver's Living Room because the Great Hall, which, as I mentioned, opened in 1914, is very, very large and has high ceilings, 65-foot high ceilings, and is this just great open space where people will use it when, for traveling convenience, but also for a lot of special events. And then just on a day-to-day basis, people will be coming in and using the space. Part of it is the Terminal Bar, which will be opening soon, featuring all of the Colorado craft beers that we have. We as developers have put a huge amount of emphasis on Colorado in this project, and the 15 or so restaurants that are opening in the immediate vicinity are all Colorado-based. The shops that we have are Colorado-based. There are no chains. It's just a place for all Coloradans to feel a sense of pride in the creativity of our community.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know that about that. And that certainly will add a lot to it and give people even more reason to go to Denver. What was your greatest challenge in restoring Union Station?
Well, I think that the challenges are always the property is owned by the Regional Transportation District, and they were seeking a developer for a 99-year lease. And so there was competition and respected competition. But I think that the Regional Transportation District wanted to select a use plan for the station that would involve vitality year in and year out and hour in and hour out. So when we officially opened the doors July 26, we're opening the doors for 99 years. For every minute of that time, it will be, as a hotel, it will be open to the public and open to the travelers. And it's going to be such a very big and important transformative part of the historic district that I think our goal of making it a special renewed destination is sort of a circle of use and history. Will be met because I think people from across the state and the nation and the world will be coming here. You know, the international travel is going to become a bigger and bigger industry in the state of Colorado.
Well, Denver certainly is no longer the old cow town that people used to think about when they think of Denver. It's become such an incredible, vibrant art center and sports center, and now all of these beautifully restored buildings. It's just the jewel of the West, it sounds, at this point. There are going to be a number of different opening events at Union Station in July, as well as at the hotel, at the Crawford. What would be the best website to go to for that? For information on that.
I think the DenverUnionStation.com has a strong website and would keep you current. It's true that there are a number of different events. There's an event on Friday, July 11th, which is a big Great Hall gala, which will raise $1 million in help for the Denver nonprofits who are involved with it. With 1,000 people, and we're raising $1 million, and that's a very exciting way to get started. And I think it'll be one of the best parties of the century. And then the next day, there'll be a champagne brunch and a limited opening that people will be able to start staying at the hotel. But the grand opening is on Saturday the 26th, where there'll be a big street party with bands, and that is the day that the doors really open officially for the next 99 years.
For the station.
Right. Mm-hmm. For the station and an official opening of the hotel, although they told me they took 100 reservations yesterday.
Oh, well, word is getting out. Well, I'm sure so many people want to stay there. If it even remotely resembles the Oxford Hotel, then I can understand the calls coming in. The Oxford Hotel is a historic gem that you lovingly restored, and the amount of details in that hotel, from everything from the door pulls and curtains, and it's almost like going back in time with all of today's amenities. So please talk about the Crawford. Now, your namesake hotel, shall I say?
Well, first of all, I guess it would be true that I have to confess that the name is a little embarrassing, but I'll get used to it. And one of the reasons that we went along with the name Crawford is because it goes well with Oxford. And these two hotels are related closely and managed together. And the Crawford has its own personality. It reflects sort of the various eras of the station. We have an Art Deco design in some smaller rooms that are called the Pullman Rooms that are really, really nifty. And then on an upper level, there are the Classic Rooms with 14-foot high ceilings and more respectful of kind of the Victorian era. And then on the top floor, we have the Loft Rooms. And those are really fabulous rooms that look a lot like the kind of loft movement that we've had going on in downtown Denver for quite some time. And they have high ceilings and heavy beams and spa bathrooms. And they're really the most romantic spaces and also, really attractive, I think, for creative people. I say if you want to write an opera, why rent one of those rooms?
So the Crawford is housed within Union Station. Is that correct?
That's correct. And a lot of people have difficulty visualizing how that could happen. But the station itself is 125,000 square feet, which, as these station properties go across the country, is kind of smaller. But there's plenty of room for the 112-room hotel and the shops and the restaurants that are going in on the first floor. And then there's a very large plaza outside. And then the stunningly beautiful train shed where the trains come and go that was designed by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, and they won a big award from the AIA for this beautiful, beautiful structure that is contemporary, but it's very classic in its architectural character.
I am visiting with Dana Crawford. I think we can say America's great urban preservationist, Dana, and hence it's only fitting that a hotel be named after you. You really have done so much because so many cities across America have looked at Denver and the work you've done in Denver and said, well, we can do this too. And I know I can say that because at one point I did a couple of different interviews with someone from the National Trust who used to live in Telluride. And he often spoke highly of you and your work and how it has been such an example for the rest of the United States. Where do you see train travel in Colorado going from this? Do you think this will create a new environment of growth for train travel?
Well, I think that's a wonderful question, and yes, I feel very optimistic about that because it's going to be, particularly in Denver, when you think about 2016, there's a fabulous new hotel going in at DIA with 500 units, and then there'll be the train that you jump on and come into the station, and it'll be 35 minutes to get in from DIA, and it's a beautiful train. It's a beautiful time to see the mountains and get acquainted with a whole new part of the country. And then you arrive at the Denver Union Station, and, as a traveler, you're just going to be thrilled. And then you walk out of the Great Hall into the downtown area, and you see this fabulous historic district. And it's just, I did it last night, and even though I've been working on this thing for 3 decades, I was just thrilled all over again because the light was beautiful, and it's just amazing what's happened in a very short period of time.
And now, when you talk about the train outside of Denver, is that what you referred to earlier as your work in the Central Platte Valley?
Well, the Central Platte Valley has the light rail comes in kind of out in the middle of the Platte Valley, and then there's a walkway. It's actually underground, and then there's a nice walkway above ground too, between the light rail station and the Union Station. It's about the length of 2 or 3 blocks in to go into the commuter rail. The commuter rail goes to DIA, and also Amtrak comes through with 2 trains a day. And so it begins to hook you up with the rest of the world. But I think I understand pretty soon there's going to be a train coming in from Cheyenne. And so in answer to your question about more train travel, yes, I think there will be more train travel. And, of course, in Denver we have fast tracks, which ultimately will have 119 miles of rail lines, with the hub being at the Denver Union Station.
And then, you know, wouldn't it be nice to envision a train that goes out toward Vail area or Summit County, and that also can
cut... It's going to be essential because the traffic jams are to be avoided.
Right. So we're soon going to run out of time. I have been visiting with Dana Crawford. We can provide a few websites here. I will be blogging about this at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, and put this interview up. Dana, you also have a website that is a good source of information on your work and your projects. That's danacrawford.net. And you mentioned Union Station's website.
Right.
And also the Oxford Hotel and the Crawford, all of those to check out and see what's happening. And there's a Larimer Square website as well. Dana, do you have anything you'd like to share about what's next after this? Because I know you're a very energetic lady and always looking for another project.
Well, right now I'm looking for my next historic building. and might have my eye on one, but it's kind of a secret. But probably the thing that's best known right now is that my partner Bill Parkhill and I are working on a project here in the Platte Valley that's right on the Platte River. And I've been involved with the Platte River for a very, very long time. And it's interesting because the river and development have never really come together in the way that would be most impactful. And so we're working on a project that would really enable people to live near the river and to have a park right on the river and have some kind of, you know, it's not a very big river and it's not a very deep river, but it could have a lot more recreation involved with it. So let's just leave it that it has to do with activation of the river.
And where is that located exactly?
Well, do you know where Brighton Boulevard is?
So you're talking about it's still in Denver.
It's still in Denver, and it's very close to the Union Station and to Larimer Square. But it's on the river, which is probably, 3/4 of a mile, a mile from Larimer Square. That's the historic Platte River that was written in the book Centennial. And it's been something that we all have been working on for 40 years in a big reclamation project. But now on the banks of the river, we want to do something that will be very complementary to the river and to the future.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting. Dana, do you have anything else you'd like to add? I mean, are you feeling a little jittery about all of the unveiling that's taking place in July? Because I'm sure that, you know, the hammers are still going and the wallpaper is still being rolled up.
Actually, we had a sort of a event last night at the station for the Clinton Initiative Conference, which is in town.
Oh, yes, yes, I saw that.
And so we're very, very far along, but, you know, you have to have all the details, and then you have to have the staff all trained. And so all of those things need to be done step by step so that the actual grand opening will be very, very smooth and that everybody will have an experience that is satisfactory to them. It just takes time, but the hammers aren't flying very much anymore. I would say that the art is being hung, and that's a story in itself because a group named Nine Dot Arts has helped us, and all of the art is Colorado-born, you know, contemporarily or in history. Maps, old photographs of the station. We're on the 105th meridian in the west, and we're spotlighting that. So there's still a lot to do, but in answer to your question, I think the jittery phase is over, and I'm kind of calmly addressing the next few days and what needs to get accomplished.
Fantastic. Well, you deserve to celebrate it because I know so many of the different places you've been involved with in Denver, and they're all beautiful, beautiful to behold. I lived in France 11 years, so I do have an affection for, as they say in France, les vieilles pierres, old stones. Here it might not be so much old stones, but, you know, buildings that have a history. And of course, we don't make them like we used to, too. So it's nice to be able to restore the ones we have and really bring them back to their original splendor. Once again, I'm going to be posting this at bonjourcolorado.com. Dana, thank you very much for making time out of your busy schedule, and good luck with all on the opening and your future projects, and keep it going.
Well, thank you so much, and let us know when you're coming to town. And it's always nice to talk to you.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you again, bye-bye. Dana.
The bright lights of Denver are shining like diamonds, like 10,000 jewels in the sky. And it's nobody's business where you're going or where you come from, and you're judged by the look in your eye. She saw him that evening in a tavern in town, in a quiet little out-of-the-way place. And they smiled at each other as he walked through the door, and they danced with their smiles on their faces.